Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Mr. Jim was up north on a surveillance trip for a location that was believed to be a new laboratory of Dr. Stinky Breath's. You see, new stinky labs have been popping up all over the world recently, and sometimes it's better to spy on your enemy without them knowing before you take down their lab. One of the great parts of this trip was that Mr. Jim was going to be able to visit one of the Critter Protector's outposts nearby. He was excited to meet up with Mr. Luke and be given the tour of the Critter Protector facility.
Hey, Mr. Luke, it's great to see you.
Wow, Mr. Jim, said Mr. Luke.
It's been a long time. Haven't seen you and Jaden and Ava since we saved those frogs. How are they doing?
The frogs or Ava and Jaden?
I meant Ava and Jaden, but I guess the frogs too.
Well, good news, our forest has been nice and clean. No more of that deadly fungus from earlier, but yeah, the whole crew were doing just great.
That's good to hear. Remind me, why are you up in the area again?
Asked Mr. Luke.
Oh yes, we heard Dr. Stinky Breath was building some kind of not-so-secret lab up here in the mountains. So I came to pay a spy visit.
What's he doing up in the mountains?
Nothing to be concerned about, Mr. Luke. He barely is able to keep his blimp in the air. Can't imagine he's able to run multiple locations very well. But anyways, what's going on up here with you? How are the critters doing in the area?
Well, it's funny you ask. I was just checking on our salmon population, and something seems to be off. There's supposed to be a bunch of dead salmon in the river up here, but there isn't a single dead salmon anywhere.
Mr. Jim dropped his mouth open with a very confused look on his face.
I'm confused. I thought dead fish was something we didn't want.
Oh, it's an important part of the salmon life cycle, said Mr. Luke. Do you want to come inside and I can show you what I mean?
Sure thing.
And after a long trip,
I could really use something to eat.
You got anything good inside?
Ha! When was the last time you can think of Mr. Luke not having some amazing snacks around?
Oh, good point.
I'm starving.
Mr. Jim and Mr. Luke walked inside of the Critter Protector outpost to grab something to eat and learn about the salmon life cycle. Meanwhile, not that far away, the Purple Ninjas were getting the new underground lab set up with power.
Hey, Steve, can you hand me those extension cords over there?
Yeah, sure thing. I can't wait to get some lights turned on in this cave. It's so creepy when it's dark like this.
It's just the dark, Steve. It's not like there can be anything scary that lives in a cave.
But what about the bats and bears? I hear they like to live in caves just like this.
Don't worry about that, Steve. I'm sure where the boss picked this cave, he would have made sure there weren't any bears or bats living in here.
Oh yeah, right. Now what made him pick this cave?
Well, for one, it's pretty secretive. So hopefully the spies won't even know that we're here. But more importantly, it's all the poop in the cave. He loved that smell.
Yeah, great. But wait, just a thought. If you're saying there aren't any animals in this cave, who brought all this poop in here?
Just then, the Purple Ninja flipped on the lights, and they immediately realized that they were not alone.
They were standing eyeball to eyeball with thousands of bats that were hanging from the ceiling.
Steve,
don't move. Don't move. Bats!
As Steve screamed, the bats got scared and started flying around like crazy, looking for a way out. These Purple Ninjas were so incredibly scared and dove into a pile of mud to hide from the bats. After a few minutes, the cave finally calmed down.
Phew! That was a close one. Glad we could hide in this mud.
I don't know if this is mud. It kinda smells like bad poop.
Ugh! Bad poop? Disgusting!
As the purple ninjas realized that they were now covered in bat poop, also known as bat guano, Mr. Luke was explaining the salmon life cycle to Mr. Jim at the lodge. You see, that's why the adult salmon leaves the ocean and swims all the way back up the river to lay their eggs, because they're looking for calm water, explained Mr. Luke. It's an incredible journey. They have to jump over waterfalls and not get eaten by bears on the way. After they lay and fertilize their eggs, the adult salmon have completed their purpose to life and will now die. Wow, that's incredible everything they have to go through just to make the next generation of salmon, said Mr. Jim. Yes, it is. But since it is that time of year and we haven't seen any dead salmon up here, it's concerning to our team that there might be something wrong. Huh. Do you and your team have any idea where the problem could be? No. It could be many different reasons. But we're going to need some help in order to do a proper survey of the river so that we can find the problem and fix it. You're going to need some help, you say? Well, then let me call in my backup. Mr. Jim grabbed his walkie-talkie out of his bag. Shh! Ava! Jaden! Are you there? Over. Shh. Hey, Mr. Jim. Yes, me and Jaden are at HQ right now. How's your trip up north going? Shh. Oh, it's been great. And Mr. Luke says hi. But we could actually use some help up here. We have some missing dead salmon. Shh. Missing dead salmon? That doesn't seem like a problem, said Ava. But we're always up for a field trip. We'll be right there. Over and out. Shh. Ava and Jaden grabbed their jetpacks and blasted off. Their turbo button speed would get them there very quickly. Meanwhile, the purple ninjas had just finished cleaning most of the bat poop off of their bodies.
Hey, Steve. Can you pass me that Q-tip over there? I still have some poop in my ear.
Yeah, sure thing.
Shh. Purple ninjas. Are you there? Over.
Shh. Hey, boss. What's up?
Shh. How is everything going at our new cave lab?
Shh. Oh, it's nice. And smelly, just the way you like it.
Shh. Oh, good. What about the supplies? Have they arrived yet?
Well, the bridge construction finished several days ago. And the truck should be on their way today with all of our stinky lab gear. Steve and I should be finished setting up the cave for you and by the end of the week.
Shh. That is good, Pepper Ninjas. Once we complete our secret cave labs all around the world, we will surely be able to control everyone's minds when we link up all the caves together.
Oh no! What in the world does that mean? They're trying to link up cave labs around the world so they can control our minds again? Oh, dear. I'm not sure what's going to happen next. We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
Hey, friends, I need your help celebrating two birthdays. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Caden, who's turning 5 years old. Caden is a puzzle and Lego whiz. He loves to ride his bike at the BMX park and wears his gecko costume daily. Wow, Caden, that's so cool. Happy fifth birthday. And next up, we have... Happy birthday, Evan, who's turning 8 years old. Evan loves playing with his younger brother, Stan. He likes playing tennis, snowboarding, and basketball. Wow. And you won your first tennis championship. Holy smokes, when you were there, everyone else was way older than you. How did you do that? Wow. Well, I am so glad, Evan, that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. I do think that you're one day going to be a professional tennis player. Keep at it.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Party from Thailand, Cooper, Cora, Kellen, and Quinn from Colorado, Kendall from Connecticut, Kaylin and Jacob from Idaho, Wade and Lana from Oregon. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We definitely could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join the squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com and we will send you an access card in the mail. This is HQ over and out.